Next question is coming from Patricia in Columbia County.
Yes, thank you. Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I really did have a question that I had prepared, but since I've been listening to you, I have jotted down some of your quotes. Let me quote you directly, that we are the number one state in the country which has been severely impacted by the COVID-19. Our economy has been halted as a result of the pandemic, and the loss of life is alarming. You have stated that succinctly and correctly. However, the inaction of Congress, which was preoccupied with impeachment, is directly responsible for this pandemic. While you were diddling and fiddling about impeachment, China and all of the messages that were coming across about a pandemic was being totally ignored. So that's number one statement. The other thing that I called about is the stimulus program, the one that was passed, the one that the farmers should have gotten money. Did you object when Speaker Pelosi insisted on the Kennedy Center getting money? And why didn't you make sure that that cultural center, which has hundreds of millions of dollars in funding, was not set aside and fight for the farmers in this county? So there's a lot of things that I can tell you and talk about, but I think you have gotten the picture. And on this new funding, is the farmers in there? And what are you directly doing on the new one to make sure there's no pork like the last one that got held up for many weeks because of all the pork that was put in there for other things that had nothing to do with the pandemic or people's jobs?
Thank you for your question, Patricia, and I'll speak to a few of the things that you flagged. First and foremost, on the question of farmers, I've been fighting for farmers since day one of being sworn into Congress. As a member of the House Ag Committee, I made a point to ensure that our family farmers are not left behind, as they have been far too long, well before the pandemic even struck. They've been dealing with the consolidation of the marketplace, increased land prices, plummeting milk prices, the trade war, the tariffs, the lack of a USMCA for far too long, which I ultimately voted for and was happy to do so. I had to deal with Secretary Sonny Perdue come before the Ag Committee and tell us that if you can't make a profit as a small farmer, well, then it's essentially shame on you. And I told him that his priorities were wrong because our policies in Washington are geared more towards the big ag and the corporate ag at the expense of our farmers. I'm going to continue to fight for our farmers. In this package, I champion $9.5 billion of disaster assistance aid for our farmers, and I'm continuing to beat the drum to the USDA, making sure that they do what they're supposed to do and disperse these funds as soon as humanly possible. It is a big issue for me, and I'm going to continue to fight for our farmers every step of the way. On the question of what we were doing from the beginning, we don't have, in my estimation, the time or the luxury to try to rehash and relitigate what was or was not happening. My focus right now, and will continue to be my focus moving forward, is to make sure that we are helping people who need help right now on the ground. You quoted me at the very beginning of your question, and your quotes were that the death rate is alarming. Your quotes were that that economy has come to a halt. Your quotes were that New York has the highest number of cases in the country. We agree on all those facts, and those are the most important facts to me. And those facts tell me that we've got to put the partisanship aside. We've got to put the divisiveness aside. We've got to stop blaming each other and actually get busy working on behalf of the American people. That's why I ran for Congress, and that's why I'm here. And so I'm going to serve you to the best of my ability every step of the way. I'm going to keep fighting for our farmers, our small business owners, and make sure that we do right by each other. And I really appreciate your question, and I do hope that we can continue to come together and put our country first and not our parties. Thank you.